Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Good morning to you again. You are listening to 99.3 Nigeria Info. You're welcome to the last lap of the show called The Money Crossfire. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. Good to have you all join the show. We're live on Facebook and YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. Please join the show there. Leave us your thoughts and your comments as we progress. You can also head to Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. You can also make use of YouTube where we're streaming live. If you're on Twitter, use the hashtag Nigeria Info 99.3 so that we can get your comment. If you don't use the correct hashtag, I just might miss your post. WhatsApp is 08095975805. And you can call the phone number 0700-993-993-993. Like I promised you, I'm going to let you take a huge chunk of this show today. So I'll ask a few questions and then I'll let you do the rest. Again, if your question has been answered, don't bother calling. Free up the lines for other people to get through. I've got the Honorable Resident Electoral Commissioner of INEC in Lagos State, Mr. Olusegun Agbaje, joining me live in the studio this morning. Good morning, sir.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good to have you here.
We
did this last week, and thank you very much for choosing to come in live on the show today to answer all of the questions we were not able to cover last week.
That's all right. Thank
it's
you.
Not too early to start electoral education because your vote is all that matters in the election. Let me start by asking you, one of the things that Nigerians are quick to say is that my vote will not count anyway, so why should I vote? As the INEC Commissioner in Lagos, do votes actually count?
The era of votes not counting is past, and I can further reassure Nigerians in Lagos, particularly registered voters in Lagos State, that their votes would surely count.
So what gives us this assurance beyond taking your word for it?
Well, besides the various activities of the commission, both at the national and state level and even at the local government areas, and the various levels of layers of preparations made for this election, the machine that we are going to use for this election, we call the bimodal voters accreditation system, BVAS, is a machine that is designed to make elections to really count this time. So
right.
Votes are going to count, and people should rely on this, and I can assure them very reliably that our voters' votes will surely count.
One of the issues that's common with election in Nigeria is electoral fraud, including vote buying and the stealing of polling at the polling units. People just come, snatch up the box and run away. Are there measures put in place to either reduce or totally curb this come February next year?
Well, as the commission normally says, the job of INEC is to conduct elections. But there are other agencies put in place to secure the process.
Right.
And in Lagos too, we have what we call ICES. It's a national body cascaded to the state and also going down to local government area. That is Inter-Agency Consultative Committee on Election Security. The REC is the chairman of that committee in the state. And then the Commissioner of Police is the co-chairman. At the national level, the chairman of the commission is the chairman, and the National Security Advisor, NSA, is the co-chairman. So this on the 17th of this month, it's going to be inaugurated here in Lagos State for the coming election. Where all the strategies are going to put heads together, identify all the threats likely to face this election, and then find means of curbing those threats and bringing them to the PRS memo.
Right.
I want to assure our voters that those who think that, who usually think they can snatch ballot paper or ballot boxes and so on, they will not matter this time around. It doesn't really matter. They will just be wasting their time.
Why would this be so? Because of security measures put in place?
Number one, aside security measures put in place, once the election has been concluded, if you carry ballot paper, carry ballot, this thing, it doesn't really matter because the BVAS will also be used to also post the result of the election
right.
to the next level. And so apparently carrying materials will not matter again. But at the same time, we still want to implore our political party leaders and politicians and their followers that Nigeria has passed that stage where people will think that they can carry ballot boxes. I've gone on election before in Republic of Ireland, just like Oyo State, about 5 million people. Election went seamless throughout the day. No policeman, the whole throughout the day.
right.
in any of the stations. No party agent at all.
Right.
And there was no problem. So Nigeria and, I mean, the politicians and their followers, you also imbibe this habit that all these things should not disrupt our election.
Right.
We should not be planning for election and be thinking of somebody coming to disrupt what we are planning.
Right. Because actually the point of an election is to choose the leader, and you want to know whom the people actually want. So
exactly.
Let's make it free and seamless. Let's really know what people want
that
in this election.
That is the intent of the commission.
Right. Let's talk about the voter cards. We answered some questions last week. I got some more questions, days afterwards.
Mm.
Now, one of these questions is that for people who change their polling unit when the registration was still open, do they need to get a new card?
Those who change their polling units,
yes.
They already know that is transfer.
Yes.
So apparently, the new cards are going to be printed by next week. We expect to get the cards.
And so they will get new cards.
If they fill the form to inform us that they have changed, either from Lagos to Maiduguri or from Ifakọ to Badagry, it is still changed. Even within the same ward,
yeah.
or registration area, you can change your polling unit from polling unit 13 to 27. If you have moved from one street to another street, you can change your polling unit. But you must have done that during the process of the process was ongoing. So because by next week, we expect to get the balance of our PVCs from the headquarters.
Those that were registered for this year or last year?
Everything will come by next week. Because on the 12th of this month, we are going to have what we call a display of a temporary voters register.
Yeah.
At the various areas. We have 245 of them in Lagos State. In the local part, they call it ward.
Mm.
So we are going to carry the cards there for people to come and collect them during this 1 week exercise between 12th and 18th of this month.
Fantastic. So I promise to let them talk some more. So I head straight to the phone lines, 0700-993-993-993. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. Directly head over to your question. Good morning, hello.
Hello, Wazima. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to your guest.
Thank you very much.
Anyone calling? Wali Mosho. Yeah, I want to ask, sir. Like now, you said the PVC are yet to be printed or.
Some are already here. Those who registered last year, we have their own.
I want to know, and I want Nigeria to also know this because of this question. What has INEC put in place to make sure that we stop this harassment of people not getting their PVC from some of these local governments, especially in Lagos? Because, you know, some of these local governments are being controlled by the opposition party, which is the current party, APC. And you know how thugs, and we call them area boys, who they use to go there and stop people from getting their PVCs, and also your officials. What has INEC put in place to ensure that people get their PVCs?
All right. Last week, I remember mentioning the concept of sending text messages, because one of the complaints we had is that people will go there and say, oh, I registered last year, I want to pick up my PVC, and they're told it's not available. After you left, some people called to say they went there until they insisted that their PVCs should be ready before they found it was right there. And the officials told them, it's not ready, come again another time.
I really cannot believe, because when we were registering all Nigerians. We didn't say we are registering one party A, party B, or party C. So it is not, it is inconceivable that now that PVCs are ready, we'll be asking which party you belong to. Because you don't even know, because until you get on the polling day, when you get your ballot paper and you enter the cubicle, the person you even thought you are going to vote for him or her may not be the person you are going to vote for. The person you are going to vote for is in your mind. And therefore, people should disabuse this attitude. I don't think I've told people that anywhere this happens, they should let us know. They should escalate it.
Mm.
I've always given my phone number. They can call me. My number again, before I leave the studio this morning, I will give it so that people can call me directly. That yeah, so local government, that they are telling them, particularly after we have received all the cards next week, and we are, like I said, we are not just going to remain at the local government level, we are going to the registration area. So I don't see how one local government officer or state officer will come and disturb. It is a serious offense.
Right.
And if the police should get to know this, or any of the security agencies, they must arrest such people that are disturbing people from collecting their PVCs.
So let's give out that number now. We'll do it again later. The number to call.
My direct number is...
Are you ready for... Your phone lines to start buzzing. Just giving you a warning ahead of time.
I've always told the Lagosians since I came to Lagos, and this is not the first time I'm giving it. 0803-700-7232 is a special number. I repeat again. 0803-700-7232. 7232. You can always call me if you get to any of our stations and they are telling you different story from what I'm saying here this morning. Please let us know. We will immediately investigate and take appropriate action.
Right, correct. I'm going to WhatsApp to take a comment. Ayaba from Badagry says, what is a penalty for vote buying?
Vote buying is it's not a one-way traffic, because the seller is there and then also the buyer. So they are both of them are going to be guilty. And it depends on the range of where the person is buying the vote. But it's not less than 100,000 naira or 6 months imprisonment.
It's what?
100,000 naira or 6 months imprisonment.
100,000 naira.
Or 6 months imprisonment or both.
Okay. Someone here says that he wants to register as an ad hoc staff. Is that registration still open?
It's open till 14th of December.
He says he's been struggling with the registration. What is he missing?
Many people have said so, but many people have also, at least in Lagos State, we are almost getting through to getting all our ad hoc staff. It's quite a huge number, but many have done it. Some said they used to get it at night.
Maybe because of the rush to access
so
the website.
So because of that, it is.
You might try at night when traffic is reduced.
Yes.
All right. Back on the phone lines. Hello?
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 Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, let's go straight to your name and your question, please.
Okay. So, your guest has not actually answered that question that... Those people that change their polling booth, do they need another PVC?
Yes, it said
definitely.
So. He said, yes, you do.
They do. They have to, because the configuration of the polling units will have changed. Therefore, their PVC may not work in the old place or the new place they are changing to. That is why they need to let us know when we are doing registration, and new PVC will be printed for them.
Otherwise, you go to the old place where you registered to vote.
Their name will not be there again, because they will have transferred it to the new polling unit.
Okay. Good morning, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Welcome to the show. Your name and your question, please.
Good morning, please. I want to ask my question to the ANEC chairman, ANEC commissioner in Lagos.
Hello? Go ahead. Save me some time.
Okay, I lost my PVC, but before I lost it, I copied my voter's identification number out. Can I use that voter's identification number and go to polling booth on the voting day and vote?
No, we have passed that stage now, because when it was part of the things we did. Those who lost their PVCs, those who wanted transfer, and all this put together, were all that we attended to. And all those people that lost their PVCs, they will get, who also registered with us during the period, will get new PVCs issued to them. You must come with your PVC before you can be allowed access to the polling unit on election day.
I see a lot of comments and questions on Facebook, on WhatsApp, for those who registered this year, saying they've been going...
Please help me tell your people to allow me to leave the studio before they start.
I warned you.
Everybody knows we are here at least for the next 30 minutes. After that, I will take
I thought,
so that they don't think that I gave them phone and I'm not taking my phone.
Okay, so please, you guys, rest in the name of the Lord. And let's finish this show before you start calling. All right, so a lot of people are asking about the register this year. We put this in our bulletins every hour, that it will be ready between November and December. But they've been going because we keep encouraging them to go.
I've told you that by next week, we are going to get it. And on the 12th of this, between 12th and 18th, we are even carrying them to the RA level.
To the wards.
That is lower than better than even the local government.
Right.
But after 18th, we'll go back to the local government, to the 20 local government areas again. But now, 245 wards in Lagos State. That's where we are going from next week, Saturday, 12th of this month. All the new PVCs, or even the old ones, all the cars will be taken there for people to come, because we want to move closer to the people.
So they can get them.
To come and collect them.
Lawal Olaide on Facebook says, please, sir, I registered in 2017 in Ikorodu and ANEC office. I could not get the PVC because I relocated to Yanopaja. Does he need to re-register? Can I do a transfer? No, you can't.
We have also passed that stage.
If you do that
and you didn't get card, you should have come during the 1 year or even 13 months that we did between June last year and July 31st this year. If the person didn't do it, apparently I'm afraid you will not be able to vote.
Not till after next year elections.
Election.
You can now plan for the next one.
Yes.
Good morning, hello?
Hello, Omemo.
Yes, morning. Your name and your question, please. Oh, sorry about that. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, welcome.
Yeah, this is Lexi on the line.
Go ahead. What's your question?
Yeah, what I want to say, I want to ask him. I was asking people that registered in June, because I'm coming from Ejibo, and I'll be going to Oshodi to collect my PVC. When exactly is it to be ready?
But we've said this over and over again, and I've asked you to please, if your question has been answered, don't go back. See, the lines are buzzing, and I've got lots of questions. Free up the line. I have said this myself. The commissioner has said from November 18, right?
12 to 18.
So wait until then. In fact, in
it's
a bulletin,
not closing on the 18. On the 18, we'll go back to local government area again.
So you can start checking from then, all right? So please don't ask that question again.
Next week, Saturday, 12th of this month, we'll move to the registration area level.
All right. So those who register this year can pick up from then.
Both last year, this year,
everybody,
2011, 2019, all the
everybody
ones are going to be carried to the RA level.
Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Welcome. What's your name and your question, please?
My name is Pastor Harrison. I transfer my voting from Orile to Badagry.
Mm-hmm.
They said they will take it from on the 12th to on the 18th. But I don't know exactly where they were taking it. Do I wait until on the 18th to go back to Ibereku where I did my
transfer? Not, you will not go to the local government. You go to the RA. If you don't have an idea, get to the local government. They will show you the exact location they will be at the registration or ward level. We are going to the ward, not the local government.
It's all right.
After that 1 week, we'll go back to the local. So you can go back to Ibereku if you don't have time during the 1 week of RA collection.
So let me explain this again. Between the 12th and the 18th, your card will be moved to your ward level. After the 18th, go back to the local government. It is not closing on the 18th of November.
No, until next year, February.
Until next year. Now, note of warning. Nigerians love last-minute rush.
Yes.
Pick it up before election day. Because I know when they say, oh, it has closed, pick up has closed. You guys will start calling me, oh, we've been disenfranchised. You've got a chance now.
Yes.
Go pick it up from the 12th of November.
Thank you.
All right. Is your guest name Shegun Agbaje? Hey, Jesus. So, yes, it's True Caller.
Shegun Agbaje
yes,
is my name.
They're using True Caller to trace your number. Please, I'd like to know if the portal will be open again before election day. Registration portal.
Until 14th of registration, no, if it is for registration, no. But for those who want to work with us as ad hoc staff, till 14th of December.
That's right.
But for registration, it has closed now.
Okay.
It's not going to be open again until after the election.
After elections. Good morning, hello. Hello. Okay, I can't hear you. You want to call back? Hello. Right, you might also want to call back. Hello. Hello. I can't hear you. Hello?
Yeah, well, no.
Good morning.
This is Mr. Frank.
All right, please go on.
Honorable Commissioner, good morning.
Thank you, good morning.
My question is this. Election is 4 years. INEC is independent. Why is it that when it gets to the election day, INEC will take side? When if it gets to the person that did not take side to, before they are pulling bullets or pulling boots, we get there. It will be like 9, 10, 11. And when the people come complaining of card data, it's not good, it's not charged, there is no network. Why is it like that?
Okay, well, so he believes that happens specifically in some areas.
Let me assure you that with what we have put in place now, that will not happen. That's why I gave my number. If you get to anywhere and you have that challenge, please call me. Because aside from the five people that are going to man the Beavers machine, we also have people who are called RATEX, who are going to be both at local government office and at RA level to ensure that any problem is quickly addressed. Because these are machines, but we assure you that all our machines are going to be properly configured, and then there will be less problem. And it's not going to be like the one that we were using, smart card reader, where you only have your finger for fingers. If your finger doesn't come up, we turn to facial. At least we see your face that you are the right owner of the card, and then the processes can go on.
All right, there's a comment here on Facebook, says there's a guy in my community at Ijesha collecting people's voter cards yesterday and telling those who have submitted their own that he's going to give them something. He gathered it and made photocopy to use it for their Oga's upcoming election. We addressed this partly last week. What could anybody do with this? Could my card be manipulated, my permanent voter card?
cards cannot be manipulated, but I don't see why anybody should want to come and collect my card and I will give it to him.
But in the case that, let's say, I was harassed into giving it up.
Nobody can harass me to get to.
But no, but some there are places where people can be harassed.
Harassed to collect their PVC?
Yes. Let's assume it does happen.
Let us assume it does happen.
Mm-hmm.
It cannot work because your PVC is the only one. Since I have also advised, please don't give your PVC to anybody under whatever guise.
We'll be right back. Let's go on a break. Stay with us. We'll be back again. Welcome back. You're listening to 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Wemimo Adewuni on the Money Crossfire, and I have the Honorable Commissioner for INEC in Lagos here with me, Mr. Segun Agbaje, giving answers to your various questions on elections next year. Let's take a few more calls and then we take the rounds again on social media. Good morning. Hello.
Yeah, good morning, Wemi.
Welcome to the show. Your name and your question, please.
Yeah, my name is Aburimi from Command. Thank you. Welcome, Mr. Commissioner.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Please, Commissioner, I don't like the idea of somebody calling in to express the experience he or she has, and you tell the person it's not true. Nobody can force you to surrender your car. You are too high up there. You don't know what people go through underneath. Those who are below, you don't know what they go through. People go through a lot of things for not trying to maintain their stand or keep the law of the land. They are embarrassed. They are intimidated. You will not be there.
All right. So talking about this intimidation, and you know, I said that a lot is possible. Let's assume again, a lot is possible. That's just a summary. But in the case of someone is intimidated to let up their permanent voter card, what should they be doing?
But I also expect that if a group of people is being intimidated by some people, I don't see why they cannot also get up and meet any of the security agencies to lodge
complaints. To report the matter.
To report such matter so that the police can take it up. Because to me, honestly, it is strange that somebody will go to the market area or to any community and ask them to start bringing their PB. What for? What does he want to do with the PVC?
That's the question. What could he do with it?
He cannot use the PVC.
But he could prevent them from voting.
That is why they also must insist that they are right to vote, and that they, because if it's not one person or two persons, if they are now becoming 3, 4, 5, they should report to the police.
That's right.
And let the police, civil defense is also, they are all over the places. Let them get up, go and report and lodge the complaint so that they can know. Because it is not proper. It is
absolutely
wrong.
Absolutely. I agree. You should report to the police. All right. Some more questions. Okay. You sent this to Facebook already. You spread out the penalty for vote buying. What did INEC do to those that bought votes during the different primaries? Ike from Egondo, is that on INEC's table?
I've said that during an election, the duty of INEC is to conduct an election. Other agencies have to secure the process. And we also expect them, that we have many of them that are in ISIS. Not just the police alone. We have police, we have DSS, we have civil defense, you have ICPC, you have EFCC. So they are all there to do. We just had last week or so that some people have been charged to court, either from Osun or Ekiti, aftermath of the election there.
Right.
So I believe the security agencies are doing their work to ensure that those who do this and are caught are brought to book. And
right.
Members of the police should also assist. If they see this type of things going on, they should not complain with the police.
Right. So this is not on INEC's table?
No, it's not on our table, but we collaborate with them. In case we hear anything, we let them know. If we see something, we'll get to know about it.
There's a question here. It says he registered in 2011 at Mushin with his wife. He couldn't get the card. He tried. He re-registered in 2019, transferred his card to Agege. Also, all efforts to get the card failed. Can he still get the card at Agege? He said he tried to register in his new location at K2 and transferred the card successfully. So where would he get the card now?
It's the new location that he has transferred to.
So the place you transferred to, the most recent.
Yes, where you should go.
Just head there. For market people who are forced to submit their PVC to some thugs, how would that not affect the choice of people come next year? Report to the police. You know, we actually had an argument with some listeners some days ago. And the problem I find is that a lot of Nigerians do not want to take responsibility for their own duties. You can't keep passing the buck on some of these things. If someone is harassing you and you know whom they are, you report the matter. And I've told you also, if you know this is going on and you are afraid to report to the police, make a secret video. Send it it to us in the media, we'll take it up.
They can even get to any of our offices and lodge a complaint. Then we also inform the police on their behalf.
Do you understand? So don't just say, oh, they're collecting my PVC. What are they going to do about it?
It is wrong.
It is criminal.
Nobody should collect anybody's PVC.
It is criminal. All right, someone says he lost his card. Can I vote with my voter identification number? No. How can you transfer? You can't transfer anymore till next year. Good morning. Hello. Put off that radio. You ready?
Yeah, good morning. Honorable Commissioner, good morning.
Thank you, madam. Good morning.
There's still something that is not clear to me. What I want to ask is, those people collecting that PVC, how are they going to use it during the election period?
We have said repeatedly,
I don't know how they can use it. That's why I say, if they see people, if they don't want to go to police, let them report at the nearest INEC office so that we can take it up with the security agencies.
Let me reward this, then you confirm if what I've heard is true, just so we can wrap up this thing, this issue once and for all. Okay. If someone forcibly, or maybe I even willingly hand over my PVC, or someone forcibly takes it for me, the person cannot use it to vote.
No, he cannot.
He cannot use it for any electoral purpose.
You can't use any other person's vote. You can only use your PVC to vote, because it has both your biometrics and your facial.
Your fingerprints and your facial. And nobody has my fingerprint and my face.
No.
Secondly, if someone forcibly takes my voter card from me, I should go to the police and report.
If you are afraid to go to the police, go to any of the INEC offices and then we'll lodge a complaint on your behalf with the police.
I was going to ask before the break, you gave out your numbers, but I remember that towards election, there'll be a lot of tension. You ask people to call you. You can't be the only person they're going to call.
No, before
so
then,
we need more numbers.
Are going to give about 4 or 5 numbers at that time.
That'll be perfect. Yes. All right. Someone is asking about protection for ad hoc staff during elections.
That is why the coordinator of NYC in the state is a member of ISIS in the state. We expect that will be part of the problem she will bring to the table. But it's part of the security agency's responsibility. Any of the NYC people are our children, they are our sisters, brothers, and so on, from various parts of the country. And no parents will want to train a child to that level. And then we expect that we go for election and get killed.
Mm-hmm.
That is not why INEC is recruiting them. INEC has to provide security for them. And it's one of the responsibilities of the ISIS or security agencies in the state to ensure. In fact, they are number one on the, even before we even go to the materials for the election, the human beings we are using for the election, even the voters who are coming, the media, accredited media people, other observer groups, both domestic and international, they are all covered by the security protection that had to be provided during the election.
Right, great. Another question here. Someone is asking about the process for ad hoc staff recruitment after registration deadline. What happens after the deadline closes?
Well, the only thing that can happen that to make them to reopen the portal again is if you don't have enough ad hoc staff for training.
Mm. So if you get enough, the next step is training them.
The next step is to get them to be trained.
All right. What's the website for INEC for those that want to work with them? Ad hoc registration. What's the website?
Okay. The website for such people is press.inecnigeria.org.
Press.
P-R-E-S.
INECnigeria.org. All right. That's it. Let's take a few more calls. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, my name is Laura Kaladi. I'm calling from my papa.
Okay.
I just wanted to ask, is it possible for us to have a phone number of some of the local governments where we can call, find out if our card is ready, and then we go there? I ask that because I've actually gone to where I registered before, and then they told me that it is in the local government where I'm supposed to take, where I'm going to vote. So I'm asking, okay, can I call to know in advance that, okay, I'm coming or is my card in that place before I go there, so that some of us who are working there, it's easier to get it.
All right, many thanks.
Let me say that I did not come to the studio with those numbers, and it is also not part of our duty to be giving, but I always give my number out for people to reach me in case they have difficulties. But those who work, the next one we are going to do, we have Saturday and Sunday to be part of the time we are going to work. 12th, 13th, they are Saturday and Sunday. So I believe that if those who are working between Monday and Friday cannot have time to come out, then Saturday and Sunday. And I'm sure by the time we are moving closer to December this year, we are also going to continue. Even at local government level, we are going to work on Saturdays, Sundays, and public holidays so that people can come during the weekend if they cannot come during the working day.
All right. Some people are asking here, can't INEC approve or work with registered dispatch companies or riders to deliver PVCs to their owners? Like home delivery of PVCs. And people will pay for the... That's quite an idea.
That has not been put on the radar. We will look at that and see whether it is feasible. We will let our national headquarters know about it.
Okay, someone said...
But don't forget that the traffic is quite huge. Like in Lagos State, we have over 7 million registered voters. It's going to be a very Herculean task. But I believe it can be done. But how many people are ready to pay for such service?
And you know the problems that will come with, oh, they're charging me for, you know, this and that.
That's right.
Chukwuma on Facebook, I witnessed the Anambra elections and I must commend the efficiency of beavers. He says he noticed two things, however. You need to smile before the beavers captures you. You don't like smiling. It says it led to a long queue. It took long to get the accreditation done. Just smile now.
I think it has, even all those processes have been rectified, and I'm sure it is better now. If you look at what happened in the Kitihan Ocean, there are less, we have less than 5 minutes that people will go
for
through
accreditation.
All accreditation and they are voting to them.
But he also said that party agents were too close to the polling booths and they could see what each voter was doing. How is that?
No, because they are not, they can't be close to the cubicle, because when you enter the cubicle, you are supposed to be alone there. Nobody's supposed to see you. And so whatever happens, we are going to also discuss, so that in the coming election, we'll make sure that at least in Lagos State, we'll not allow party agents to come near the cubicle.
All right. Dallas Tour Company on YouTube says, please assist us to ensure that your staff assigned to the card collection centers are responsible and of good conduct, not seeing their roles as an opportunity to exploit card collectors and owners.
That has been done. We met with the EOs on Monday this week, and that is one of the areas that we have to be civil. We did this work, and now we are asking them to come and collect their PVC. So, but they too should also understand, if somebody is under pressure at times, maybe one person can misbehave. So we should not take it seriously. But we have warned that we don't want to receive any message about any staff misbehaving during this exercise.
Right. Is there a way to identify the names of the staff? Do they have like name tags?
They don't have name tag, but like I said, maybe during my subsequent coming here, maybe I'll come with the numbers of EOs of local government.
That would be very helpful.
Even if they call the studio here can also help us to call the EO to say, complain about your local government.
Yes, so yes, that would be very helpful. Joy Forever on Twitter, I want to commend INEC. I and my wife did transfer and already collected, but they still have the old ones. How's that possible? Nobody collected the old ones, none of them have been deactivated.
Well, they can't work again.
They've been deactivated?
Yes, they cannot. Once you have a new one, that one is useless.
Then someone also asked here on WhatsApp, Kelechi Anna, can you get your PVC if the printout, you know, that printout we're given, if it's lost or defaced, do you need that printout to get your PVC?
You need it to get your PVC, but we can work out an agreement that if you can be able to identify yourself to another identity card.
Okay.
But you need the PIN number of that. So people should also take, like my own, I have photo, about 4 photocopies in the office at home, so that if one is missing, I can always get the other.
Okay. Let's take some more calls. Good morning. Hello. Right. You want to call back? Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Good afternoon, radio.
I see you, Mima.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Please, I want to ask the INEC man, in case somebody comes to me and take my PVC photocopy, can you stop me from voting?
No.
It doesn't affect your PVC, but they don't even allow it, and they report either to the police or to any nearest INEC office. We'll take it up.
So
it
here's
is,
the thing.
It is wrong.
Don't even do it. Don't give it. All right, let me take this comment from Chiwindi from Surulere that very well answers this question. He says, if someone comes to collect your PVC forcefully, tell them you don't have a PVC. Simple. That's it. Bring your PVC. I don't have. End of discussion. Now, Oluwatobi says, how come we cannot get SMS or email notification when the PVC is ready? I've asked this many times.
Yes.
Why not?
That is also for those who have just registered this year. We are trying to also assess their The numbers they give us, so I can be able to use them. But the commission will give a directive at a time, because it's only the chairman of the commission that can allow, because it's a confidential matter.
Yeah.
Only the chairman can allow us to use the telephone numbers of people that have registered with us. So we have to go to the back end to get the
approval.
But we hope that if the commission is meeting to see how we can make this simple for many Nigerians to be able to get their PVCs.
Okay.
This is one of the areas being considered.
Someone says my PVC face has been removed. Your face on the PVC has been removed, but I have the defaced card and a picture of it on your phone. Can you vote? No. Can you vote?
If you have your PVC with you, get it there. They will put it there. You will bring your face up again on the machine.
Okay, so it doesn't matter if it's defaced?
It doesn't matter. And that was even one of the areas we also worked upon during the last exercise. Those whose faces are defaced or this, they cannot read, but their machine can read.
A question that also came up during the registration period was that people with who registered several years ago.
Our cars, we do know there is no limit to the time they can work.
They don't expire?
My PVC is that of 2011, and it's still working. All those that work, that registered, all those that did the election in Osun, Ekiti, Anambra, Ondo, they all use their PVC. So it's still valid. Mm-hmm. There is nothing like invalid PVC.
Okay. All right. A few more calls on our way out. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Thank you for joining the show. What's your name?
My name is Samuel from BBC.
Go ahead.
Actually, I wanted to ask a question, like, why can't we make it possible every day for people? Because every day people clock 18. And why can't people get registered every day for the voter's card?
All right, why is registration not continuous? That's possibly our last question.
Well, thank you. It's something that can happen later. But don't forget that in the past, during every election, we used to gather to do registration. But now, since we went digital, things have improved. I believe that what you are saying will also be feasible one day, because the commission is growing. And these are part of the processes that have to be brought on board by the ICT department of the commission. So
right.
it's a work in progress.
Okay, as we leave, because I need to play a game quickly and give us some money, please give us that phone number again to reach you on.
0803-700-7232. 0803-700-7232.
Okay, you got it. Many thanks, Honorable Commissioner, for coming in the studio today to answer so many questions. Look at the phone lines. They still have more. But don't worry, we'll have more of these conversations closer to the election day.
No problem.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Nigeria, that's the show. I need to give out some money today, so I'm going to play a game in 2 minutes. Very, very quickly. All right, I'm going.
Nigeria Info. Let's talk.